This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh yeah, another day in paradise. It is. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. Indeed it is as well. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. Come on. Ooh. Yeah. Don't pull a muscle there.
I was going to say, what was that popping noise? I heard this one. What was that?
I don't know. Ugh. Some ain't right.
Yep.
It is 9:07, though, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's no secret. Suicide is a huge issue for first responders and of course, for the folks that have served in the military. They come back, they have issues, PTSD, this thing, you know, we don't really have a handle on it. We're trying, everybody's trying. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, I do the stuff for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, you know, it gives these people a little respite, a little break, and gives them, you know, kind of a way to just reorganize their thoughts a little bit, hopefully in a more positive way. Can we do more? Yeah. Should we do more? You bet. And some of these things are going to be found in, you know, maybe not conform to what we think in terms of therapy. You know, they've been experimenting with psychedelics and stuff. You know that, right? I'm assuming that many people do. And apparently there is a drug that is made from an African plant, and it's called ibogaine. And I don't know, I didn't know that much about it, but on Fox News Channel, Hugh Cain on his show, and I know he's not an advocate of like drug use.
Right.
You know, he's, you know, we don't need any more drugs, kind of a thought process there in terms of, you know, when you say hallucinogen, everybody goes, oh, wow, man, you know, LSD.
Yeah, right.
But lawmakers have approved funding. This happened about a month ago in Texas.
Okay.
And apparently Governor Rick Perry is big time behind it. And when they're looking into these things more and more, they're seeing that this can be effective. And basically, as Texas, same time they're setting to crack down on recreational use of cannabis, state leaders are opting to invest $50 million in another plant with purported medicinal benefits, a psychedelic called ibogaine. For several years, people have silently traveled to clinics in Mexico to take ibogaine, the extract of an ancient African shrub that has been used across the Texas border to alleviate addiction and brain trauma. The Texas governor signed Senate Bill 2308, creating a consortium of universities, hospitals, and drug developers to conduct clinical trials on the ibogaine drug with the hopes of receiving U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval. Lawmakers approved the $50 million in taxpayer dollars to support the effort, making Texas basically the global leader in psychedelic research investment. Other states have, I think, dealt with decriminalizing and allowing for some therapeutic use. I believe there's two states now, but Texas seems to be the one that's putting real money into being able to really study this thing. And, you know, does it really work? Does it work, you know, what how, for long term?
Right.
What are the side effects? You know, who can benefit the most from this? Texas is trying to be the first to develop the drug. This legislation ensures Texas retains control of the research and development process. So this could be a very wise move financially as well. I mean, I don't know the governor of Texas that well, but I think he's looking out for the lives of these families and many of them, you know, the to prevent the shattered families that we see so often when somebody has the PTSD. The goal of this investment to ensure that Texas reaps the economic benefits from an ibogaine treatment program, not a pharmaceutical company. And I don't know how that will play out or work. They would have to partner, I would think, with a pharmaceutical company for production and all of that.
Right, who's going to do the work?
But if they have a legal agreement that says, you can make X percentage,
right,
but the state's going to be the beneficiary of the majority of profits. There could be
some different.
The investment entitles Texas to at least 20% of any successful ibogaine drug resulting from the trials. Now, a quarter of that revenue would be allocated to a fund for state veterans.
Now, that's
so
a good
they
idea.
Could be helped
right.
by it as well. Now, there was a failed attempt in Kentucky to start a state-funded ibogaine drug. Texas picked up the effort under the leadership of, Governor Rick Perry.
Why do they keep calling it? Where's Greg Abbott in all this?
I'm sorry. This has the backing of Rick Perry,
former
governor.
I was confused.
Sorry about that. Well, I guess I confused myself. The Texas governor, current one, Greg Abbott, is about to. He did sign it.
Oh, okay.
This article's a little dated. It was the Hugh Cain thing that kind of brought it up in my mind.
Okay.
And look, and I'm of the thought that when people are hurting to the point to where they're considering suicide, I think that you can accelerate some of these things, and you really should have a lot of, you know, ongoing studies all the time and get as many people into the program as you can that suffer from these kinds of of things, especially when they're willing to take on the risks. Like, well, my future without any therapy right now looks like I'll probably shoot myself.
Right.
So, I'll take a chance on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, the alternatives are they get messed up in drugs and alcohol, opioids and stuff like that. And we know that doesn't cure anything. So, hopefully, some of these things will come to fruition. And hopefully sooner rather than later. I wonder, can AI speed this process up in any way? I'm just wondering out loud.
Right.
I guess you can't. If you have clinical trials, maybe just condensing the data or spitting the data out, perhaps.
Right.
That could be a helpful tool. But, I mean, you actually have to do these studies. You have to get people to participate, and then you have to follow up for a period of time. But I'm telling you, there has been really positive stuff coming out of all this, and it's not just the ibogaine, it's not the only one, it's just the one that I have heard of most recently. All right. And then hear from the file of, can you really get people to change? You know, you see these memes, you see people fighting online, you know, politically and all that. I just think this is another one of those cases. You know, you're pro-hunting or you're anti-hunting.
Pretty much,
Yeah. This came up because Jay Cutler, remember, a former quarterback of the Bears.
Right.
And social media users went crazy because he posted a photo of a sable antelope that he harvested in Africa. Former NFL quarterback posted the photo on Saturday with the caption, "Kicked off the Africa hunt with a beauty, sable down."
Oh, this always stirs the pot, especially from the left.
The New York Post reported that Cutler is facing some serious backlash on social media after posting with a sable antelope that he killed on a hunting trip in South Africa. Many of Cutler's Instagram followers did criticize the hunt. One said, "I went to Africa on a safari, saw the most incredible wildlife, and never once thought about murdering them."
Okay.
Another Instagram follower, "Wow, Jay, you killed a wild animal in a place that's rarely hunted, and it had zero idea you were a threat. Super impressive, buddy."
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not pulling the punches.
Another guy said, going to fly that meat home? Doubt it. Unfollowed you, you douchebag.
Wow. Yeah, they're brutal.
Mm.
But you're right. It's less common in some parts of our society, even in America, than it used to be. So people look at hunting differently.
I guess if they think that if they ostracize you, maybe that'll change what you do, habit, and then other people fight back.
Yeah, I don't think it'll change them.
No, I don't. No. That's why it comes from the file of, can't change people.
No.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Well, you can change people, but not through social media bullying. How's that?
That makes sense.
Okay. We're 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, some positive upbeat thoughts, more headlines on the way. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another day in paradise. Come on. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, my friends. It's all good, Greg. You just need to settle down. Breathe.
Wait a minute. Isn't it you that really gets irritated when people call you during the show that know where you are at the moment?
It's possible.
Well, same scenario.
Okay.
So do I get a pass on that one?
You do.
Okay, good.
Yep. You almost always deserve a pass. I just it's hard to find flaws with you, Greg, but I'm here to try.
Well,
That's my role. Keep me in line, and I just try to find things to pick on you about.
You got to have a goal in life sometimes.
Exactly.
You got to have goals.
I'm here to make you better just like you're here to make me better. Just your work's a lot harder.
Iron sharpens iron, right?
Hey, Cal Raleigh is your 2025 MLB All-Star Home Run Derby champion, the first catcher to win that award. He plays for the Seattle Mariners. Second place, Tampa Bay Rays, Junior Caminero. So, not bad. The All-Star game itself is tonight, 8 o'clock in Hotlanta. Remember, there was a little boycott issue there. I guess everybody's all happy now. Good, because it was kind of a stupid thing to begin with.
Yeah.
It had to do with, hey, do you want to make elections have more integrity? And the MLB said no. That's what it boils down to.
Pretty much.
All the things that they said, this is going to oppress the vote and suppress the vote. And all this is like, no, it was absolutely wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And we were right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we want to be. We want to be right about the weather. And we don't want to stoke any fears, but we got to tell you what's going on. There's been this Invest 93L that's just off the east coast of Florida now. It appears that this is going to affect, you know, central Florida, you know, like south of Daytona Beach. And then as it cuts across the state today, you know, the villages, maybe the southern end of, you know, Ocala and Marion County, you might get some stuff there. But, you know, Gainesville and north, we should be in better shape. But this could just become a huge rain event. All right. This will bring multiple rounds of rain and storms, up to 3 inches of rain possible in some areas. Like I said, mostly should be south of this area, but no guarantees. They said 93L will move into the Gulf on Wednesday, where it'll continue to act like a water hose, pumping a lot of moisture towards central Florida. So rain chances remain high through late week, regardless of whether there's development or not. And they predict a 40% chance of development or formation over the next 48 hours. So there's that. And should Invest 93L actually become a named storm? Greg, do you know what its name will be?
I forget what letter we're up to.
Starts with a D.
Okay. Guy or girl name?
Guy.
Donald.
Dexter.
I like Donald better.
Well, you do, because it's a president, but you don't want the president.
Well, that's true. That'd be a negative.
Dexter. Wasn't that a series?
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a guy was like a.
I never really watched it. I knew it was there and it was huge. I just never didn't take the time.
Yeah, I think guy was like a serial killer or something. Mm. If I have it right,
that's not very good.
That's not good.
Is that a good name for a storm?
No, it's not. Again? Well, no, I guess not. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, we'll pay attention to this situation. It's a tropical weather update from Radiant Credit Union, and that's what we'll do. And we'll know more about this time tomorrow. Hopefully we can share with you. But it wouldn't be a bad idea to kind of go through your checklist and make sure that you've got things lined up in case this actually does turn into something. And remember, heavy rain, then it doesn't take a whole lot to knock power out and knock trees down, etc. So keep all of that in mind. Oh, hey, by the way, I mentioned the All-Star game. They're going to experiment with robotics helping to call balls and strikes, and each team will be given two challenges at the beginning of the game, and if they're right on their challenge, then they retain them. If they're wrong, they lose, you know, one, and then the other one. But, you know, this, we'll see how it impacts or affects the game, the pace of the game, and all that. And if they actually do asked it to be utilized, and it is utilized successfully, we'll see. That'll be one of the interesting things to take a look at. All right. A 13-year-old boy became a hero when a child was in extreme danger. This was in Everett, Washington. On Monday afternoon, 11-year-old boy fell off a dock in Thornton Park, trapped underwater. the teenagers, just a couple of years older than the kid, the teenager, 13-year-old Gage Bryant, immediately took action to save his life. Moments after the child fell into the water, Bryant heard a woman screaming for help, and he dove into the dark water to try to rescue the boy. At first, he struggled to see anything, but after he grabbed a pair of goggles, he spotted the child under the dock. So there must have been some goggles there? Luckily? What's that?
Wow.
And so he could actually see. Despite the danger, Bryant was determined to rescue him. I swooped him up. I had his arms like T-shaped, and I wrapped my arms around his ribs and his back so he wouldn't fall out. I used my one hand to get up as much as I can, and he fell out of my arms, so I had to grab him again.
Wow.
When Bryant finally managed to bring him to the surface, bystanders helped pull the child onto the dock. Bryant was the first person to start chest compressions until several nurses and community members at the scene took over to perform CPR. He said, "I knew I had to get him out. I got him out. His lips were purple and blue." Prior to his rescue, the child had been trapped 10 feet under the dock for nearly 6 minutes.
Oh, my goodness, that's scary.
During the tense moments, Brian said he began asking God for help. He said, "I was like, please, God, please save this young man's life. I want him to have a life, live a long, healthy life, have a wife and children." The boy who nearly drowned is recovering and reportedly in stable condition.
That is scary.
Thanks to Brian's selfless and brave actions, I'm super happy that he's doing well. I didn't sleep well because I was worrying about him, adding that his hopes his family contacts him after he goes home so the two can meet. Local officials recognized the teen, saying his actions were heroic. Wow. So he's only a couple years older.
That's amazing.
13 years old.
Yeah.
He had the wherewithal to not give up on the kid. And you know, if it was a six-minute mark, and this kid doesn't suffer any lasting damage...
That'll be miraculous.
Yes, indeed. And it's sounding good so far.
That's amazing.
Yes.
What a great kid.
I love a story like that. I love a good rescue story.
Mm-hmm.
Love me a good story about a hero. And a 13-year-old to boot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That gives you hope for the future, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? All right. Good morning, my friends. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some positive, upbeat thoughts right now. It's 928, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. We made it to the 9 o'clock stretch. In fact, it is 9:37 right now. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, dealing with Putin. You have a nice conversation with him in the morning, and by that night, he's bombing the hell out of Ukraine. So, yeah, I think the president's losing a little patience there. We'll see how that goes. Already formulating some other plans on how to deal with Russia. That'll hurt them, at least financially. And, of course, we are sending weapons to Ukraine, and NATO is going to pick up the bill for that. Hey, if you're going to kill somebody, don't do a bunch of Google searches on how you're going to kill them first.
Isn't that kind of common sense at this point? So many people have been caught that way.
Well, if you remember that case down in Central Florida where that little baby girl was killed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should mention any names or not. I don't know. But
okay.
Anyway, there was a lot of information on that computer about doing searches.
Mm.
You know what? You don't know who I'm talking about. I can't think of her name right now. You know, the one where it was the young mom.
Jessica is in there somewhere.
No.
That name? No? Okay.
That's probably another one.
Okay. But just one, you would just think people would have caught on. Okay, if you think you can use technology to find out all these things, that technology is also very trackable. Especially if you're just Googling something, for goodness sakes.
Well, look, here's the story. All right. Colorado dentist's alleged internet search history takes center stage as murder trial begins. So it's alleged this father of six, it's alleged that he poisoned protein shakes that his wife was drinking while carrying on an affair. And planning a future, well, without her.
Now, you're smart enough to be a dentist, and you're going to be smart. And you're not smart enough to know that they can check your Google account?
The guy obviously has some issues. James Tolliver Craig, 47, charged with first-degree murder after deliberation in the March 2023 death of his wife, Angela Craig, a 43-year-old mother of six. Her cause of death was determined to be lethal doses of cyanide and tetrahydrozoline. Defense attorney Kelly Hyman outlined a strategic battleground. Basically, they're trying to get that evidence thrown out.
What? That's the biggest piece of evidence. Well, obviously, they want it thrown out, but that's kind of crazy to assume that.
Well, they always go through the throes of that, a motion to suppress evidence, almost a natural thing. And basically they're saying on the grounds of, look, this took in a much wider scope than a normal kind of computer search, I guess. That's their allegation. A suspected secret email account was not found on his phone, laptop, or Angela's phone. It was only accessed on the clinic computer in dental exam room number 9.
Okay.
Investigators say that in the weeks before his wife's hospitalization and death, Craig used a dental office computer to search for, you ready?
Yeah.
Undetectable poisons.
Wow. There's no red flag there, huh?
And how to obtain them. Later purchasing arsenic and cyanide by mail.
So is the defense trying to say it's not on his cell or his home computer? So you can't use that because it's a work computer?
Well, they said that the searches went, quote unquote, beyond the scope of the search warrant.
Oh, OK. Okay, I see where they're going. But it's still, it's his computer at his office.
Well, he's the dentist, yes.
Right.
He is. And he has clearly has access to that.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's a stretch.
I do too. I mean,
yeah.
What else did he search? Ready for this?
Uh-oh.
How many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human?
Wow.
And
subtle, anyone?
Is arsenic detectable in an autopsy?
My goodness.
Which it must be, otherwise.
Yeah.
How did they figure this out?
Yeah.
It's always like, how many whodunits do you have to watch? How many of these, you know, where you see all these people that, God, they might have planned it out. They think they're so smart, but it never works out. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a TV show otherwise. You know what I mean?
We'd have series just based on this kind of stuff. Oh, by the way, was Casey Anthony the name you're trying to come up
yes,
with?
Yes. So, thank you.
Chip, thanks for checking in. I got a text. It's like, okay, appreciate it.
There yeah, you go. I could. Casey I Anthony. Couldn't remember, but I
well, there's I so little, many of those cases. Seriously, though, there really are.
Well, I knew somebody that, let's just say, there were law enforcement ties and working in computer forensics, and the evidence was overwhelming.
Slam dunk.
Crazy overwhelming.
Yeah.
But that was still, you know, the whole Google-ish thing was still relatively new and enough to create, I guess, a certain amount of doubt.
Which makes me wonder why, again, somebody, again, who's smart enough to be a dentist really didn't think that part through at all.
Well, just thought maybe they, you know, you're smarter than the average bear. They wouldn't check this computer, but it's in your workplace.
Yeah, anything you've got access to me would be suspect. If you've got access to it and your work computers are in your office,
every single electronic device would be, I would think, subjected to a search warrant.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I mean, defense
when
is
you're desperate.
Try to do what they can. Yeah, yeah. I get it. That's fine.
It's just, but the story overall, is like sad and tragic. You know, here's one. Hey, what about a divorce?
Yeah, but you know where, here's where I think they go. I don't want to pay her child support on six kids and alimony and all that. He's thinking, I'm going to go move on to my new life here, and I don't need that extra burden. So, but then you're still going to have the kids, I guess, if depending on how old they are. But you don't have the ex to deal with, I suppose.
Yeah, but now you're not going to be with your new girlfriend because you're going to have
a new boyfriend. Potentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But I guess they think, no, they'll never get caught. I just... Even if you hate the person...
Yeah.
She's still the mother of your kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, do your kids hate her? Probably not.
But you know, I remember a situation in the St. Louis area, and it was a guy who was a head of security for somebody who was nationally known. He killed his wife and two kids, thinking he was an ex-cop, and he was a head of security for this person, and he was going to go off, he thought, and, you know, with his new girlfriend and not get caught. And everybody thinks they're smarter than the cops, even ex-cops, and you're usually not, because you do something stupid. And he left evidence all over the place. You're on video buying the stuff you commit the crime with. I think he lost the receipt. It was found on like the side of the highway or something crazy like that. I mean, it's just amazing.
You know, I guess with all this data and information that is being collected on every one of us, if you're looking for any sort of little silver lining, it would probably be that you can't get away with anything because... Did you buy anything? Did you purchase anything? Did you show up on video anywhere? Do you have any search history anywhere on any computer that you've been tied to?
Did you drive by a Target or a Walmart? You're on camera.
Can also, in many times, track vehicles' movements now in the modern era.
That's true, too.
I mean, it's like...
When your phone or your car says, when it pops up just when you get in your car, and it knows your pattern... And it tells you, hey, traffic is light between here and your office.
Yep. Knows. It already knows.
That should tell you something. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not,
again,
we're not that smart.
Yeah, divorce is expensive, but...
So's life in prison.
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, it's not. It's kind of cheap.
Yeah, but you don't eat near as well and the...
No.
The
There's not a lot of freedom.
It's not as comfy, bed probably. No.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though.
And you're a professional, in other words. And
yes.
You're only 47. Your earning potential as a dentist at the age of 47 is still extremely high.
Right.
And, yeah, I just...
He's paying a higher cost.
I mean, is this some... You know, it's weird. It's like, were they born with that kind of, like, genetic thing where they're kind of a sociopath or something like that?
Well, that'd be a great conversation to have with my wife, because she looks into all those kinds of things and such. And so that's a question I'm going to have for her, because it's like, okay, is there something innate born? I know a lot of the things that we are dealing with in society and people are dealing with is child PTSD, basically, things that happened to them as a kid that used to kind of be like a throwaway, an excuse. Oh, well, something happened. Well, now they are realizing how many things do affect the decisions you make in life based on your childhood. And here's the key. Even if you don't think it was traumatic or a big deal, it still is there. And even if you go look back at it and go, that was nothing. It's not always this big traumatic thing that we think it has to be. It's still there, and it does affect our decisions.
You mean like getting your feelings hurt?
Being oversensitive? Feeling insecure?
Welcome to radio.
We live that's our life that
it's
way.
It's our therapy.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll never get paid enough to retire, but we do get free therapy.
Well, we used to get free CDs, too.
And concert tickets.
Concert tickets,
all
backstage
kinds of
passes.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we did it.
Yeah.
But we're afraid every day of our career of losing our job.
Yeah, there
pretty
is
much
that kind
there's
of fear.
That part, yeah.
Yeah. But I think my fear was alleviated a little bit when, you know, I had a heart attack. And it's kind of like, you're really worried about a job?
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
It's not important. Well, it's not as important as you think it is.
Yeah, perspective kicks in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Bette Midler? You don't hear from her very often, except when she decides to say something stupid, generally political.
Is she feeling that Rosie O'Donnell's getting all the attention here and she's going to do something really stupid?
That's kind of what I was thinking when I saw her pop up in the headlines. I'm like, oh, do you have a little contest there with Rosie old dumbass?
Oh, man.
Disney's Hocus Pocus star Bette Midler went on an unhinged rant on Monday, calling President Donald Trump mentally unfit to serve.
Okay.
Now, we did have a president that was probably mentally unfit to serve. His name was Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if Bette Midler recognized anything there?
Hollywood apparently didn't see anything until they wanted to move him out of the way, and then they all saw it. And then they all said it was a problem.
And she accused him of ordering troops to gas citizens and drag them to gulags.
Huh.
I guess she's referring to, when they put out tear gas because the crowd is not listening to police commands. They're not dispersing.
Yeah.
They're not moving back. Is that what she's talking about? Dragging them to a gulag? Well, that would be, when they're arrested. Like we had this professor out in California recently. He got arrested. They said, they dragged him off in, vans that were not marked.
Right.
And we don't know what happened. Well, yeah, we know what happened. There was body cam footage of him throwing one of those gas canisters at one of the Border Patrol agents.
Mm-hmm. That will get you drug off someplace.
Yeah. So where do they come up with this stuff?
I mean, yesterday it was dungeons. Today it's gulags. You know, fill in the blank.
You going to get dragons in there somehow?
Need to. It sounds like it.
Gulags. Huh. What's that place? Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
Siberia. They got to work that in there
somehow. Russian front.
I guess the alligator Alcatraz would be the exact opposite of Siberian prison.
I'd rather be there than Siberia. Because I don't like the cold.
Yeah, it depends how warm it is inside the prison, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It is 9:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 10 o'clock. Hey, it is time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Upbeat thoughts. You can do it. Non-political. 877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, yeah. It's going to be another beautiful day in paradise before we get up to 4 inches of rain, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, no, there's a nasty system could be moving through, could impact us in that way. Stay on top of it, and we will.
Yep.
And so stay tuned to the sky for any breaking and changing weather information that you might need. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for helping us out with tropical weather updates. All right. It is time now for things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts, and it's all brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kay. What's making you smile?
Oh, Bob, a lot of things are making me smile, but mainly Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire. I'm a country music singer and songwriter. I love those ladies, and they're down there in Texas. And I've asked the angels to go with him and help him in every way they can. They are doing some amazing work. And those people down there are fans of theirs, and they will just be overjoyed to have him come down there and pray for their children who they've lost and all of that. That's just making me smile so big. Thank you, God, for what a wonderful show the Bob Rose Show is.
Thank you, Kay. And I hope you have an awesome day. Good morning, Sam. What's making you smile?
That's interesting. It was music that was on my mind making me smile. I was thinking this morning that if a group or an artist is a one-hit wonder, doesn't that make their 45 RPM single their greatest hits album?
I guess. Wow, theoretically, it would.
That's
quite an observation.
It's a very short greatest hit album. Well, it'd be greatest hit. Yeah.
Greatest hit?
Yeah, that's true. It would be very short. But that's a funny way of looking at it.
And let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's making you smile?
You know what hot fries are, right?
Yeah. Yep.
From the corner store. I got a bag sitting on my dash of my truck, and I know I can have some anytime I want. And I might have some right now. God bless America.
All right.
Wow. Well, you know, sometimes
it makes him smile. He's got the hot fries standing by.
Yeah.
He goes to them when he wants to go to them.
And it's America. And if he wants to, like you said, anytime he wants, he can have him some hot fries. Do you like those things, by the way? You like them?
They're okay.
I haven't had them in probably decades, so it's been a long time.
Yeah, I'm trying to be selective in anything that deviates from something like nutritious. I'm not saying I don't do it. It's
sure.
Just I'm going to pick and choose, maybe.
Yeah.
But hey, I guess something makes me smile. Remember I was complaining about a part from the pool stairs?
Yes.
It came in yesterday.
Nice.
So I'm happy, and so is Betsy, which...
Maybe it'll get it installed before you get home. That would make you smile.
That would. Probably playing pickleball, just goofing around.
Ah, tough life.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy opened his big pie hole and made some comments back in February that basically implied that he was sheltering an illegal alien in his home. And really, it kind of went a little further than that. He said, you know what? Let's have her live at our house above the garage. And good luck to the feds coming in and trying to get her. Well... apparently, the feds now have issued a subpoena for Mr. Big Mouth. So you lay out that challenge to the federales, don't be surprised if they rise to the occasion. And indeed, that is the Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.